Doctors are diagnosing young children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, at higher rates today than a decade ago. But new research says some of those diagnoses might be a mistake. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that the youngest children in their classes are more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than their older classmates. Timothy Layton is an assistant professor of healthcare policy at the Harvard Medical School and is the study's main author, and he joins us now to talk about these findings. Good morning, Timothy.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me start this way. Why might younger students in class be more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than older kids?
I think that especially at younger ages, the gap in normal behavior between a five-year-old and an almost six-year-old is quite large. And the kids who are youngest may appear to be misbehaving a lot more than the older kids. But when the teacher looks at this set of kids, they just see that there's some kids who misbehave a lot more, and they think that that's anomalous relative to their peers in the class, rather than just normal behavior for younger children.
And so then they recommend that these kids go out for formal diagnosis and a diagnosis comes back?
Our understanding is that that's the process that this typically happens, that the teacher recommends to the parents that the child is misbehaving and that they may have ADHD, and then the parent takes the child to a physician with that recommendation.
So did the study probe how often this happens, how widespread this practice is?
What we found was that children who are the youngest in their class, those that are born in August, are about 30% more likely to get diagnosed with and treated for ADHD than children who are oldest in their class, so the children born in September.
That's kind of startling.
It was startling to us, too. It really suggests that the diagnosis of ADHD is not an exact science, and that, in fact, like, it seems to be highly context-dependent, specifically the context of the classroom where the children are observed most frequently.
It kind of makes you wonder whether parents should consider holding their kids back a grade to make sure that they're among the oldest kids in their kindergarten class rather than sending them out right away when they might be as young as four or a young five going into a kindergarten class.
Absolutely, Bob. And I have personal experience with this. My oldest son, Soren, his birthday is August 20th, and he was supposed to start kindergarten last year. And we decided to hold him largely because research, not only our work, but other work, suggests that it's really an uphill battle for these youngest children who are just barely five in school, and that they're often much better off if they wait a year.
Right, because even though they're young kids, they are still slightly more mature if they are held back.
That's right. Though this does introduce the potential problem where, you know, if we had sent our kid to school, the next youngest child in his class, their birthday was in May. And so it appears that there's some kind of arms race going on among parents to not have their kids be the youngest. And there is a question of, like, where does this stop? But yes, it seems to be more and more prevalent that parents are going down this road of holding their children back in order to avoid having them fight this uphill battle of being the youngest.
Do you think doing so would change the patterns of how ADHD is diagnosed?
I would suspect so. We don't have a lot of evidence of this because we don't know in our data that we looked at who's being held back and who's not. There's other work out of Florida that looks at other outcomes such as whether kids go to college, whether they end up in juvenile delinquency programs, and their test scores. And they show that in school districts that are more likely to hold the kids back, that the gaps between the August and September birth month kids tend to close.
The study found that among children who were taking ADHD medications, the youngest children received more intensive treatments than the older children. Explain the significance of that.
This was actually very surprising to us. We thought that the extra younger children who were diagnosed with ADHD, that these would be more wishy-washy types of cases where the doctor was kind of on the fence about diagnosing ADHD or not. And our assumption was that for those cases, there would be fewer prescriptions and less intensive treatment. But as you said, we found the opposite. We found that for the younger children, the treatment was more intensive, which is concerning, much more concerning than if it were just a mild case.
Is part of the concern driven by your concerns that these younger kids might be misdiagnosed?
Yes, Part of the concern is driven by that, and part of the concern is also driven by the fact that we really don't understand well at this point the long-term consequences of having kids on these medications. And so the fact that just being born in August rather than September increases the likelihood that you end up on these medications, and in an intense way, seems concerning.
So how do you want doctors, parents, and educators to view this?
At a minimum, what we would like is for when a physician has a parent come in with a child that has a report from a teacher that this child is misbehaving and they may have symptoms of ADHD, that the physician ask, when is the child's birthday? And take that into account when making this diagnosis. We hope that physicians, when they find out that the child has a summer birthday and is likely to be young for their grade, that they pause for a moment rather than immediately assigning a diagnosis of ADHD and prescribing treatment, that they take a moment and consider that this could be, you know, just based on the child's behavior relative to their peers and not based on kind of typical pathological symptoms.
Timothy Layton, assistant professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School and author of this study, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.